And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." It calls my attention so much in which the situation he was born, a difficult situation. But this is what we have to take note on, is Jabez looked for God. Jabez had the option to be discouraged in the middle of a situation. He could have said, "Well, I was born like this, and, you know, fine, I'll just, you know, deal with it like this, not do anything." A future so uncertain was waiting for him, and he said, "Well, I'm in the middle of this situation." Even maybe he could have asked for death, because that's what we ask for many times. Sometimes, you know, we're going through things and we say, "Lord, please take me." In the middle of crisis, we say, you know, sometimes we, you know, want to give up and we say, "God, please take me." He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Bad herb never dies." But we think that we lose. But there are times where we lose our identity. We forget who we are in Christ. We begin to lose our DNA, and we forget that we are children of God, and that He is in charge. And if He puts you in a situation, it's because He's on the verge of doing something for you. God is at the point of moving you to another dimension. But many times, the discouragement takes the best of us. Jabez could have, you know, given up and said, "I don't want to do this." But it says that he looked for God. He searched for God. And he began to pray for a blessing. He began to pray for a blessing. And the Bible shows us that God granted what he wanted. You know what calls my attention? That if he had brothers, or with his brothers, like the scripture says, it says that he was more honorable than his brother. He stood out from his brothers. Our lives sometimes are always going to make the difference. It's not the same of saying, "I have a good job," versus "I have a blessed job." We spoke about that in our marriage class. We spoke on it a little bit. That it's not the same to make time with the person, with the wrong person, to have good moments, he needs to repeat it. He says that it's not the same of having good moments with the wrong person versus having bad moments with the right person, because you know that that person is there, and he can bring you happiness, and that can still be with you even though times get hard. But that was for the marriage class. You guys missed it, so we already spoke on that. But Jabez, he was a child born with defects. But what happens with a child that's born with defects? They begin to judge you by your defects. They put names and labels on you. This is what he was experiencing. Not just that, let me go in more depth. When you make a mistake, there are times where you can do a million things right, but that one mistake will define you. And there are people that sadly will focus on the mistake you made. And they will judge you based on that mistake. And look what happens here. Jabez did not allow the broken words of somebody else to define his life. He believed that I have God. And he said, with God, I could come out. I can come forward. With God, I can triumph. With God, I can go to the other side. With God, things will happen in my life. And you know what's the most beautiful thing of all this? God did not disappoint him. The problem is, we are so affected by the words of other people. We're influenced by what other people have to say. Our dreams are lowered, or they come down because of other people. And we see our desires trampled on. Sometimes instead of listening to God's voice, we listen to the voice of others. Start listening to the voice of your Father. Listen to the voice of the God who called you by name. Jabez didn't let other people take control of his life or come into his system, nor allow his physical limitations stop him. All he did was begin to search for God. How many times have we been in a situation that discourages us, and the first thing that we do, instead of going to God, we say, well, I'm not gonna go to church today. First thing we say is, I'm not going to go to church today. Sometimes we don't understand that our faith is being tried. Because what is at the point of coming is right in front of us. And God is at the break of giving you something. But you have to earn it. It has to come with a fight. It has to come with a battle. It has to come with trials. Jabez thought that, oh, there's a wall here, it's impossible to get through this wall. But he believed that his life was in God's hands, and that only God could change his circumstance, because he is the God of the impossible. He is the great I am. He is the one who can change my situation. And I'm gonna hide myself in his hands. I am going to search for him. And he didn't allow the words of discouragement torture him. Because sometimes that's what we allow to happen. We let the words torture us. And you begin to hear those words. Sometimes we're doing something and those words will come to us and torture us. Point number one for those who take notes: God can change things. God can change things. God granted what he requested. Said that he went to go search, he went to go look for God, knowing in what he was living in. Jabez was blessed. His family was blessed. That his job would be blessed. That his territory would be blessed. Because the power of God came. He became more relevant. The most important. He was the most honorable. He stood out the most. Because you know what happens with Jabez. Because even in the city, he was baptized with his name. A city was baptized with his name. Big to be a teacher and to learn the law and spoke about the law. They had to name this city as Jabez. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that, Brother Juan? That a colony being named after you. The colony of Juan, Brother Juan. Because your life was so blessed. Because there was a movement. There was a revival. Sometimes God has a way of surprising us. Sometimes I think, you know, a city to be named after me. He had so many people believe in the words he spoke. He began to have followers. We're gonna take note on this. When the intention of our heart is pure and is blessed, he listens to our prayers. He listens to our prayers. Because he knows that within us, the only thing is to honor him and bring glory to his name. And bring glory to his name. Not for ourselves, but to bring glory to his name. When you do things, you have to do things to bring glory to his name. The dance is to bring glory to his name. The children that dance here, they do it to bring glory to his name. What we have done here is to bring glory to God. Grain of sand that you are bringing, it is gonna take disciples to another level in their relationship with God. The musicians. It's not so that they can be seen and how great they play, it's to bring honor to God. Yeah, me and Christian even came dressed the same. It's a new uniform of the ones who are in the worship team. Point number two. From pain to the blessing. From pain to the blessing. How many have came from the pain to the blessing? How many have come from the pain to the blessing? Because Jabez came from the pain to the blessed. Jabez means pain because he was born in pain. And it wasn't because because his mother was in pain when she gave birth to him, but it was because that he was born with defects. His name also means a dry place, a dry land. Dry land. He was known as the son of blessings. Get ready, because I'm about to prophesy on someone's life. I don't know where your son or where your daughter is, but I want to tell you this morning, if you're experiencing pain, or if they're experiencing pain, begin to put it in the altar. Start beginning to tie them to the altar, because even though that there is pain, you will become a son of the blessings. He who was known as the son of dry land was becoming to be known as the son of blessings over his life. Probably even made fun of him. He was known as a doctor, though, much after. Now he's known as a teacher. Has there been anybody that they have surprised you because you thought of them as somebody who wasn't really relevant? To realize that now they're a doctor. I don't know if that's ever happened to you. You don't think much of one person, or you think that somebody, you know, is not really much or irrelevant, but they turn out to be this doctor and this teacher that's really well known. You wake up in the morning, the same way that God thinks of you, so does the enemy. He says, oh no, this is the man that gives me a headache, because he's the son of God and he knows who he is. And just like God now knows you by name, and he's always known you by name, not only do they know your name in the heavens, but the enemy and those down there, they also have to know you by name. They have to recognize who you are as a son of God. The power of prayer. The power of prayer has so much. It's, if you're standing here this morning, if you didn't die when the virus hit you, it's because there was power in your prayer. And if you didn't get infected, it's because you had power in your prayer. It's because God's hand has sustained you. I'm being left without a voice. Imagine this whole weekend. I know my wife is going to get so upset with me. But well, why am I yelling? And I'm so emotional. I get so emotional about this word. About this word. Point number 3. From the intimate to the public. That great victory. fight it in public. He didn't fight it in front of other people. That victory that he had, he did it in secret. He didn't come in front of everybody. He didn't come to God in front of everyone. He didn't fight it in public. He fought it in private, in the intimate. God said, while you pray, enter into your room, close the door, and do it in secret. And what you do in secret, he will repay you in front of others. Where no one sees you. Instead of being discouraged, instead of crying, why me, why me? Why not begin to build an altar, and say to the enemy, no more, no more, no more. Up to here, your luck has brought you, but no more. But our problem is, we like what? Allow the discouragement. Many times we've allowed it to take over our lives. Let me share this with you. I've entered into discouragement not once, not twice, not three. And many times in the middle of the discouragement, I've thrown in the towel. And I've said, no more. But the Holy Spirit comes. And it reminds me who I am. And it reminds me who is my Father. It reminds me who is my Father. That even if you didn't have a father, you didn't grow up with your mother or your father or your parents, or they left you, God, your Father, has picked you up. Even though you have been abandoned. Many of us have been abandoned from your own home. But there, God is in control of everything. He doesn't allow anything to happen to us. He does not separate himself from us. If you're paying attention, this chapter, in chapter 4, what Ezra is doing, the writer of this book, he's saying, he's giving the story and, talking about all these people. And when he gets to verse 9, because all the way up until verse 9, he's talking about other people and he's talking about picture a family tree. But when he gets to verse 9, he talks about Jabez differently. He's mentioning all these other people, but when he gets to chapter 9 and 10, he takes a moment and he gives us this, what we just read, this about Jabez. These two verses give us the reality, because Ezra wanted to secure that we know that God responds, that God is faithful, that it doesn't matter your situation. God has a purpose with you, and he withholds himself, and he lets us know how the prayer of this man, Jabez, this man that had an uncertain future, had and changed his story through prayer. A prayer can change our story. Prayer can change our story of our kids. One prayer can make the difference in someone else. Jabez just wasn't another story. Jabez's story was different. That's why the story of each family member could be transformed. And God is waiting for us to call out to Him, to search for Him, so that our story could change, so that the story of our family would change. But you know what the problem is many times? We allow the discouragement. Don't allow discouragement to come into your life, the words of others to affect you. Instead, allow God to take control. With the couples, I told them, stop stopping yourself from growing and becoming comfortable. Be happy with who you are. And don't allow the discouragement to take the best of us or to govern us. Knowing that God can change our circumstances. Knowing that God is the God of impossible. Knowing that God can surprise you at any moment. Knowing that there's a God that sees you in mercy. Knowing that there's a God of repentance. And that He hears our prayers in an intimate. And God asks us to search for Him in secret. And you know why He asks this? It's because He wants us to just focus on Him for a moment. I don't know about your season. I don't know about what you're going through. I don't know about what it is you're walking through. I just know that God can change things. Pastora said about Google and Alexa that you can give Google and Alexa commands, which is crazy. You can speak with the machines now, and you can tell them, Alexa, look for this direction for me. Or, hey Google, look for this thing for me. Search this place for me. So Alexa just gives you information of what you're asking for. But when you come to God and you ask, God doesn't just give you information, but God moves. He moves. You ask and He moves. You ask Alexa and she'll just give you instructions or information. But you ask God and He moves. And when you much less think that he will surprise you. If you could ask Alexa for something, for some information, do the same with God, because God will move. If you have a faith like a mustard seed, He will move. Well, just like the song, if you had a seed, a mustard seed, and your faith was just the amount of that mustard seed, you could move mountains. Instead of accepting defeat, we need to search the hand of God. The next time you find yourself in a place of discouragement and you don't know what to do, look for God. That is my advice. Search for God. The problem is the isolation from God. Look for God. Search for Him. The servant that was locked up in prison for preaching God's word, that he sat there in prison and chains, and they they could have said, you know, man, like, can't believe this is happening to me. Oh, I'm... They didn't say that. What does it say that they did? That at midnight, the enemy, the spirits, are moving. Says that Paul, while being chained, while in chains in the prison, he began to sing. He began to sing. Someone over me. There is someone that moves mountains for me. Instead of allowing the failure, instead of allowing the discouragement over your life, we need to search for God. And he said, call out to me and I will respond to you. Said all that ask will not be embarrassed. You will not be embarrassed. You won't be embarrassed. I like that. Verse that we started our church with says that even though your beginning was small, what is to come will be great. Continue believing in God. Continue believing in God. Because what is to come will happen. And many of us aren't aware of it, but God is starting to do new things prophetically. He is doing new things. You haven't noticed, but he is doing something new. If you're here this morning, it's because he's doing something new. Thank you. he's doing. To remind us of what we're doing. Do you believe it this morning? It wasn't the prayer of somebody else that allowed us to be here. Sometimes, you know, it takes multiple prayers. And my grandmother, wherever she may rest in peace, you know, her prayers, the prayers of my father, the prayers of my mother, my father who pastors his church, you know, my father was one to say, you know, wherever there is hope. Wherever there is hope, there's a possibility. The world may have marked you, but the Lord will lift you. God gives you a new identity. Sometimes we look like Jabez and we think that we have defects and we come with a past, but there is something great that God has for us. We could be a Jabez, but in the hands of God, a blessed Jabez, God will surprise you. God will surprise you. Go ahead and close your eyes where you are. I'm going to do a prayer this morning. And say, Lord, I know you can do this. I know you can bring these changes into my life. I believe that you can bring the changes for my family, for my home. I know, Lord, that I have failed you, but and that I've allowed the discouragement and the comments of other people to control me. And yes, I have felt discouraged and broken. And I've felt distraught. But this morning, we bring everything to you. And we call out to you as a church, as a congregation. You have called us by name. We believe that you listen to our prayers, knowing that your ear is attentive to our call, our cries, knowing that you continue to see us with merciful eyes, knowing that you continue to be faithful.